Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up, with me, Julie Hayden, and Chuck Bonniwell. Chuck is putting the final touches on a newspaper article they've got coming out later this week at the Glendale Cherry Creek Chronicle, so he's going to make his way down. We've got the shutdown. We've got Epstein. We've got AI. We've got all kinds of stuff to talk about today, but wanted to start off with one of our favorite grassroots patriots, Raymond Garcia. He's the chair of the Colorado Hispanic Republicans, and Ray, I'm going to kind of let you explain it, but they're essentially following a petition filed by you and signed by a lot of grassroots members of the state and others, frankly, of the state central committee. One of them is me. We filed a petition to hold a special meeting to discuss Chair Britterhorn's failed leadership, and a meeting has indeed been set. So welcome to the show, and why don't you explain what's going on?
Thanks for having me, Julie.
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we filed a petition, 137 signatures on this petition, and we filed this back, I think it was the 16th of last month. Didn't hear back initially, and heard some scuttlebutt. They were talking online, different people talking about it. And then I got an email coming from Britta saying that it is being challenged by Shauna Black and six other people. Basically, they just had their form challenge.
Right.
They
right.
wrote out, and seven people signed it. She said, so it was being challenged to the ex-con. And that has, I believe, 15 days on that,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. So they asked me what day I would be free, and they gave me the 5th, 6th, and 7th of November. And I immediately responded back with the 5th. Didn't hear anything back. Then I sent an email later on to Britta because I hadn't heard back from her. And this was on... I said no, the 2nd of November, and said I still haven't heard anything. It's now been the second. It's now the 2nd of November, so it's coming up on 2 weeks now. Didn't hear anything back, and then a few days later, after that, said that she wrote me back and said that they were unable to make that meeting on the 5th. So they have a new date sometime between the 10th and the 17th, I believe that they said, which would have put it past the deadline.
Right. Right. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, so they were obviously trying to stall and keep pushing it. And I kept threatening her, saying that, look, you guys are running on some pretty dangerous legal ice here, very thin, and it's going to bite you in the butt. So you need to get off your butt, get it, you know, just set the meeting. It's that simple.
Right.
And she didn't. So in the meantime, Shauna Black, who was one of the signers on the challenge. Yeah. Now, she's not a lawyer in Colorado. She is a online divorce lawyer in California.
Okay.
So this is online divorce lawyer in California, not in Colorado. She does not have any authority to practice law in Colorado, although she does give her legal opinion as a lawyer. Which is some pretty dangerous water for her to be traveling on.
Yeah.
She does that all the time, trying to say that because she's a lawyer, that she has some higher authority or something, you know. Everything she said is wrong. Every time she says anything, it's wrong. So she was making the point, saying first that the petition I turned in, because I turned in four PDF files, one that had the petition, the actual wording, one that had 130, it was a page that we had for 137 names, everybody that signed the petition so far. At that point, there was 130 people that had signed the petition online, the Google petition, and then there were seven people out of Jefferson County that signed the petition physically. So I had two pages from Jefferson County. That was two PDFs. The 137 names was one PDF, and the petition itself with C attachment written in the name box so that you can see the 137 names. She said that because it doesn't show actual signatures and all this, that it can't be said that those were people actually signed it. So she had been talking to, so Dave Williams actually called her up and said, hey, you know, what are you trying to pull here? Because this doesn't make any sense, your challenge.
Right.
Yeah. And she tried to word it out saying that because of the petitions had four different PDFs, there's no way to say it. So Dave said, well, then we'll just have it resubmitted with four PDFs in one PDF. So then it's one PDF, and then therefore you can't be saying it's different.
Right.
So I did that. And then she came back with saying, oh, yeah, incidentally, nobody has said that any of these names are
right.
Not. Yeah.
And that's best to be clear about that. Because I'm going to interrupt you for a second, because people may say, well, what about, this is what the Coosters tried to do to hold their own meeting. The difference was they had, well, they were completely, they were just making up their own rules, and they were making up their own forms, and people weren't signing it, and they were putting names on there that people didn't even know their name was on there. So this is whether you like Britta or don't like Britta, this is pretty clearly spelled out in the party bylaws. She has to have this meeting. She has to have it within a certain number of days. You know, and it sounds and like what you're describing is this convoluted trying to stall it, basically, because she knows she doesn't have the votes to win, I suspect.
Well, yeah. So with incidentally, I've had that argument with a lot of people on the coup last year.
Right.
When Nancy Pelosi put her coup in, she was just the one that submitted it. So
right.
The names, they didn't even give us a list of names or nothing. They just
right.
said enough names.
Exactly.
They didn't want us to actually put a meeting forward. They thought that we wouldn't put a meeting forward. Dave cut them off at the pass and actually scheduled a meeting. That's the
meeting.
One when, yeah, he did set the meeting.
With
even
hope.
Though
uh-huh.
we were in the middle, even though we were in the middle of doing the RNC in Milwaukee. So he had a lot other stuff going on at the time. Everybody else was busy at the time. That was their whole plan, is they wanted to have their meeting. They didn't want the actual SEC to have a meeting.
Right.
They wanted to have their meeting so they could have their judges and their
right.
rules and everything.
Right.
When they turned in, when they turned in, that paperwork had at least one person that wasn't on the SEC.
Right.
Several people that didn't know they put it in at all.
Right.
And then when they did it, it was not specific. The first petition they said was to remove Dave. When they actually put on their fake meeting, it was to remove Dave and Ann Hope. So they changed
right.
midstream on all this.
Right. They were just making it up. And yours is going strictly, I mean, the bylaws spell that. It's not like it's brain surgery, right? It's fairly straightforward. And it's pretty clear, like you said, I mean, and you raise a good point. I'd forgotten that Dave did hold the meeting. He didn't quibble with them about do we have the meeting, right? I mean, and this is the whole SEC. So it's not like you're trying to rig it or anything like that. We'll put it out there. The votes will fall how they fall, basically.
Yeah, precisely. Now, on our meeting also, we have it. So we actually got names. I mean, we gave
right.
them
I signed
names,
it.
Their email addresses, everything. So they can check each and every name on it, all 137 names, and they have not found a single one. We've actually had people sending us emails saying, yes, I did sign this.
Right.
Yes, I did
right.
sign this, you know, because they were out there trying to say that they didn't sign it. And those people were writing back to me saying, yes, I did sign this. So
right.
we've gotten more than, we've gotten more than half of those 137 original ones just rewriting me saying, yeah,
right.
why are they saying I didn't sign this? Yes, I did. Everything is still by the book on the form, on the petition. So we have the 4 points on the petition and none of them have changed. None of them will change.
Right.
So they can't say that. Now, Shauna is trying to say, well, it's not really Shauna. It's, you know,
yeah.
it's they're people, but
right.
they're using.
Shauna is the face.
Yeah, their puppet. So they're trying to say that because they're saying that the petition that I gained or that we gained on getting signatures was started after Russ Andrews changed the
yes,
petition.
Which is not true.
Yeah, we have, and I've showed them this. The list of people we have, we made it very specific and showed the date and time that each one of these people signed. And on from the date and time, we had when the Russ Andrews put out his email saying that there's a new form. And in the new in the email that Russ Andrews sent out, he actually stated that he knows there's people already putting out this petition. So they knew I had already signed.
And
They knew
that
it.
was the first thing. It's like they try to say, oh, we forgot to tell you. We're going to use a new form, so you have to start all over. I mean, they have just thrown up obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. Well, and so sort of to cut to the chase, so you are now totally within, and the people who signed the petition within their right to schedule a meeting. She's been given every opportunity. She's made it clear she's not going to hold the meeting as required
Yes.
by the bylaws and the law. And so basically, the meeting can be held. We can call, well, not we, but the people who signed the petition, and you can call the meeting, right?
Any member of the SEC can call the meeting. Any member. So, yeah.
And it's
So
set for December 13th.
December 13th, yes. It's going to have to be a hybrid meeting, so online and in person. I myself can't even be there because I have to work that day. So I'm going to be there via online. And we figured that's the only way we could actually get full quorum with it being so close to Christmas.
Well,
So.
and so there's no excuse, right? And they're going to try to not have a quorum, but that's a risk, because if they don't have a quorum, then they don't have their people on, and if there's a quorum without them, then that's so. And what are the things that the meeting is going to address?
So there's four different meeting or there's four different points on this, and I will read them off. Do you want me to read them off or just summarize?
Let's summarize it.
Summarize. So the first is for the $2.4 million spending that Britta put through their XCOM, which that was a freaking joke. How many votes do you have to take?
Until you could get Maria Weiss to understand she's supposed to be voting yes.
We're gonna keep voting until you vote the way I want you to vote. Yeah. So okay, that's the first one to put that in. Second one is to strike all language in our bylaws that said for strictly online meetings. So no more online meetings only. Hybrid's okay, but no online meetings alone. Then let's see. The third part was Chairman Britterhorn, including all the CRC officers and appointed staff, local council, legal. Oh yeah, all the legal stuff that she has
To
been putting
stop the
forward.
lawfare,
Yeah,
that
stop
expensive,
her.
ongoing, ridiculous, excessive lawfare. It's just vindictive that she's filing against the grassroots.
Giving her personal lawyer a whole bunch of money. Yeah, and the fourth item is just a vote of no confidence for the chair. And that's all it is, those four items.
And you got to think of one. I could see where she'd be concerned about the no confidence, but one, telling her to quit spending money, that shouldn't be a big
She
deal.
doesn't
She
have.
doesn't have any money anyway. So it's not like, which is the whole point. She's bankrupted the party with all of these legal fees. So that shouldn't be hard. She should be kind of willing to do that, right? It's like, and the lawfare thing, same thing. It's like if they could just drop those. She keeps saying unity, unity. Well, drop the lawsuits against grassroots, right? They're not going to get attorney's fees. It's ridiculous. And I think most people also would support the idea of hybrid meetings. So it's like,
Well,
I
nobody likes all virtual
No.
meetings. I mean,
Well,
that's
all virtual meetings that they,
nothing and
so these are not particularly
controversial.
controversial, outrageous demands. I could see, but you know what? If you're gonna be, I can see not wanting to hold a vote on the no confidence. But you know what? If she's so scared of that she doesn't want to do it, well, then maybe she should resign voluntarily, right? If she's so certain that no one is going to have confidence in her, well, that kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah. Now here's so people are have been the main question I've been getting asked by people who are incidentally not on the SEC even, but main people the question I'm getting asked is why? Why are we doing this? So most people don't understand why I'm doing this or why my personal is here. People ask, what's going on with this? So one of the main thing we have on the first thing with the spending, okay? With 2.4 million on her spending. What is the with us with the Colorado GOP not having any money, and what is the main thing that's going to happen next year that we need money for?
Elections. Assembly. Terms, yeah.
The assembly is coming up. They should have been planning this already, and they haven't. They don't have anything going on it, and they aren't going to have any money to have it. So I think they're trying so that we don't have an assembly next year.
I think you're absolutely right. And that's why they're not standing up and trying to help precinct captains figure out, you know, the Democrats passed this law that threatened to sue your precinct captains if they don't meet all these ADA requirements and Zoom things and stuff like that. And people are worried. I mean, Britta, she should be on that. That should be task number one that they're doing. And I think you're right. They don't want caucuses. They don't want assemblies.
Yeah, they want all petition, pay to play.
Right.
Yep.
Right. They don't want any pesky grassroots candidates. And you're right. And it's okay. So that's your main reason is just saying, hey, look, we need to be whatever money we have, we need to be spending it on the right things.
Yes. Yeah.
It makes total sense. And as a practical matter, there's no other way to kind of control or bring it in. I mean, do we have to give every penny that the Republican Party ever raises to Steve Clinton? I mean, every day.
Yeah.
I mean, he's constantly litigating. He's constantly, you know, for every motion, it's $100,000. I mean, he's going to have the party so indebted that it won't be able to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and let's think about, you know, the elections that are coming up. I mean, this is what Britta needs to be focusing on instead of all of this lawfare that she's doing. And she needs to be, I mean, we saw in the last election, it's not even like, you don't get the impression that there's somebody reasonable that she's even conferring with, right? So we had right off the bat, her treasurer quit, her handpicked treasurer quit, the vice chair quit, scathing, say she won't listen to anybody and she won't let anybody do anything. Nancy Pelosi, who was one of our fellow-
Hey God, Nancy, even Nancy Pelosi. I mean, holy crap.
I mean, that was, you know.
Wow. Is there anybody left?
The parliamentarian quit before the big meeting. The people quit who are on our bylaws committee are supposed to.
Even John Fields. When he leaves you. Is there any rats on the ship left? Well,
and look at even people who were at least supportive of her, your Heidi Ganahls, Lauren Boberts, people like that. Hey, and that's all. Hey, guys, guess what? Thank you very much for leaving the rest of us with this debacle now that you've run off to go.
And then they say, you know, but Heidi Ganahls was supposed to do all kinds of things for the party. And she said, oh, no, never mind. I've fallen in love with Barbs and a real alpha man. And so forget everything else. I'll just
your point. So it's not as if people haven't tried to reason with her. It's not as if people hadn't tried to communicate with her. It's not as if there aren't ongoing efforts to try to communicate with her. And she shuts it all down. So this is the only way, frankly, we can try to save the Colorado Republican Party, at least what's left of it.
Yeah. And you got to ask yourself, why? Why does she shut out? Why does she not listen to anybody else? Why does she shut everybody else off? Because she's not working for us. The chair of the Colorado GOP is supposed to be working for the assembly, the Colorado GOP assembly.
Right.
She's not working for us. The people that she's working for tell her what to say, and that's what she says. You look at any meeting we've had. She has a preform speech that she gives. Every question she's asked, she looks to everybody else to answer. I mean, she doesn't have any answers. She doesn't have any thoughts of her own. She's just a puppet doing what she's told to do and what she's probably paid to do.
Right. And I think it goes to your point, and that is to destroy what's left of the grassroots, the caucus and the assembly system, to make sure that the grassroots. And so, you know, we will have this meeting. And now, and here again, Britta could simply hold the meeting. Right. And then, you know, and it's close to a certain extent. I think when you look at the grassroots and the establishment sides of the party, it's not, I think they're more grassroots. And I think there are a lot of people just anecdotally you hear who are on the establishment side, like again, like your Nancy Pelosi, like the people who already quit, right? Who did support her and no longer support her because of these very issues that you're raising. It's not like we're just, you know, pesky grassroots people once again making all this stuff up. You know, it's right there in our face.
Yeah. And then every meeting she holds shows everybody exactly what she is. And the people that were on the fence are no longer on the fence. They're like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
What are you doing here? Yeah.
And, so, and, And there are plenty of people, then we'd have to select a new chair, and that's a whole other thing too. But I think, there are plenty, I guess, what I would call potential compromise people out there. Well, and I mean, you couldn't do worse than Britta. I mean, anything would be pretty much better than this,
Yeah, that ain't, yeah. Oh, and incidentally, I am not going to be chairing this meeting. So, yeah. All I did is put in the petition. That's 137 people that.
Well, I've heard in the grapevine that Richard Holcorp has agreed to chair the meeting, which would be great because he's on the
other vice chair.
He's the vice chair.
Vice chair.
We just want somebody.
He is the right person to have chair in it since he is the vice chair. And I did ask him because I'm not going to be in it, and any of us grassroots don't want to be put up there, so that they can say it's all,
yeah, it's all us.
So we asked, I asked Richard and he said yes. So,
let's talk about that. Let's drill down on that a little bit. Okay. So Richard did not say, no, this is a fake petition. You made up all these names. It's not legitimate. The party's in great shape. I don't know what you're talking about. Richard, Britta's vice chair, has agreed to chair the special meeting if she won't have it. I mean, if you're Britta, you need to wake up. I mean, your vice chair is even saying, Britta, we need to hold this meeting, right? Or go ahead.
Incidentally, nobody has said that any of the names are invalid. Nobody has said that the petition is invalid. The only thing that they can say is that it was not on Russ Andrews's new form.
Yeah, you use black ink instead of, the whatever font instead of the Venetian font or something like
that's,
that.
That's the one thing that we have on that list of people that signed everything. We have the dates and times. So we had 54 people already signed by the time Russ put out his email.
Right. Well, and again, just to drill down, so I was unaware that Richard Holtorf, even the vice chair of the party, who, I mean, granted, we are not, at least in the Chuck and Julie show, giant Richard Holtorf fans.
Well, but in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. I mean, all of us at the S.
The last SEC meeting, which was a disaster.
I thought Richard was virtually the only voice of reason. I mean, he would let motions be made. I mean, he was the one person who was trying to conduct what would hopefully be everybody go, well, it was a fair meeting. We either got what we wanted or we didn't get. But he ran. And so all of a sudden you're looking at him kind of go, I don't know. All he wants a fair chair. We just don't want a person who is, severely psychotically depressed, who hides under a table in McCoy, Colorado, unable to virtually move.
Well, and like I said, we've got her own vice chair acknowledges that the meeting should be held. And so just go ahead and hold it. Yeah, and again, one could say these are not outrageous demands. It's like quit spending money we don't have. Quit filing these endless lawsuits. Go ahead and hold hybrid meetings. Everybody wants to. And, the vote of no confidence in its own way. I mean, I don't think there's any, it sends a powerful message, but there's no legal connection to it at all.
No.
Right. So, plenty of people have votes of no confidence and say, screw it, I'm still going to be chair. But you got to ask yourself, here's what I don't understand. By destroying the Republican Party, Britta destroys herself too, no, she doesn't care. And all of these people who, these people who support her so staunchly, it just astonishes.
Why don't you lose Nancy Pelosi? There couldn't have been a more, deeply ingrained Britta Horn acolyte. I mean, they brought poor Nancy up on the stage. And Richard Holtorf did a good job shielding her from the food that they thought might throw at her. But he was shielding her, and she was going, yeah, I'll be helped to help you. All right, thank you, Nancy. And so Britta said, no, you can't send out anything without my okay. You can't breathe without the Britta.
Well, which is what the previous vice chair who. Well, and again, these, the people, though, who think I mean, all of these people, the Republican Party goes away if Britta has, and the Democrat Party too, frankly, but it goes away. There's no point to having a Colorado Republican Party if you don't have assemblies and caucuses. There's zero point to it, right?
That's what Uncle Phil wants.
Yes, right. That's right. Chuck nailed it.
Right. Well, so anything else, because I know you've got other stuff going on, that you want to point out about this? I mean, we'll just, you'll be sending out information about how and where to get links and where to go and things like that.
Yes,
but anything else, because I know, like you said, you've been fielding a ton of questions from people, and it's great to have you get on here and just explain.
Yeah, we do not know where it's going to be held yet, because we have to have a suitable sized location, and being December 13th, there's not many out there right now. So yeah, we're still trying to find a place. But yeah, it will be hybrid. So it will be you can be there in person or you can be there online. So,
okay. Now, will people be able to watch it who aren't SCC members?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll be live stream. Okay. Well, SEC is like that. The SEC can watch too if they want. That's a beauty. All right. Hey, well, Raymond, thank you for all your work on this. Keep us posted. And I know you're doing a great job in terms of what's going on with all of that.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, appreciate you. Oh,
can I make one announcement?
Yeah, absolutely.
January 13th, 6 p.m., keep that date open. So CHR, the Colorado Hispanic Republicans, is going to hold their first casino night.
Ooh. We're gonna have
so there'll be blackjack and roulette, slot machines, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a casino night dinner party.
For everyone. Oh, so fun. January 13th? 6
January
PM.
23rd.
Okay. All right. We'll be there.
Great.
We'll be there.
All right. Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Good talking, guys. Thank you guys much.
Ray Garcia there. Well, that's
sorry to be a little late. I was working on the Chronicle goes out today. So I was editing an article and I just kind of totally into it, just writing away. And then I looked up, oh no, it's 3:05.
Well, and I think that's somewhat breaking news that Holtorf has agreed to.
That's good for him. Yeah. As I said, one-eyed man, he's looking better and better to a lot of us.
That's right. We're going to switch gears a little bit. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about, but this I thought was just kind of interesting, and it being Party Wednesday. So,
do we have your Party Wednesday video?
We do have a Party Wednesday video this time.
When are we going to play that?
Toward the end. One of the things that is kind of rocking both the entertainment world, I guess you would say, and the legal, and actually everybody's world, is AI.
An entertainment world left?
Yeah, really, is AI. And so for the first time on the number one song on the Billboard Country Music Digital and Song chart is generated by an AI band. It's an AI song. Your favorite AI band. And so I just want to let you hear it because we'll just do it. So, hey, Doug,
rock on out to it.
And if you could, but yeah, we won't play the whole thing. Doug, if you could please play the Walk My Walk. That's the name of the song, Walk My Walk.
Broken dreams, not on bed, got on chase, don't need no crown, I got my grace. Life's too short to wear a mask, so I'll save my peace and sip my flask. Cause I don't give a damn who don't like me. This world spins fast and time ain't free. We're all just sparks in the midnight sky. Fading out slow, saying goodbye. So pour that whiskey, let it burn fine. Laugh at the scars that prove I'm alive. We're all just living on borrowed time.
I like
it. Be good. I mean, the cowboy is AI.
The
band is AI. The video is AI.
AI.
It was probably generated by a 13-year-old, like, who was bored during his geometry class. Oh, it is a good song, but it is interesting. I mean, it's getting, you know, you were saying, like, some of the sites are like, we're not going to link to it, we're not going to click to it, right? We don't want people to click on it. You were saying, you know, it made you sad. I just find it interesting. How come it makes you sad?
Well, you know, ever since the 50s or maybe before that, the science fiction writers looking forward said, well, you know, the world's going to be taken over by machines. Well, what do you think is...
People should be listening to me about the Matrix and Terminator and Predator.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you don't need songwriters. You know, you don't need us, quite frankly. You could AI generate us.
No,
you know, you got to What is it, Elon Musk? You got to move atoms, which means, work on cars or something.
Oh, Doug has a better one too. Okay. Well, here's the thing, though. I mean, just to play the devil's advocate a little bit, but what about, you had before, you had to have full orchestras, right? That played music and did background music. And now you have synthesizers. You had to have a full backup band and singers and things like
Who
that.
can
Now you
run
have.
all those people? Thank God.
And so, I mean, this is sort of
No
a.
people needed anymore.
It's.
No practicing on the guitar, no endless hours, writing stuff.
Swear we
It's
have the
all
worry.
bullshit.
At least at this point, you have humans who are probably at least uploading the idea or sort of saying, write me a song
Well,
about this.
the AI will be the one to be listening pretty soon.
Right.
They'll all go, yeah, we like it.
Pretty much, yeah, AI is, they're digitally clicking their
Yeah,
own songs.
I got one.
That's kind of funny. If you have an AI move, number one, the AI, they just like, no, we don't even like human songs, so we're not even going to listen to you. They've evolved to where they write their
Got their
own
own song.
songs, and then, like I said, they control the algorithm, so they make it number one on the chart. That's a dangerous thing to do. Yeah, if you're a musician, I mean, the music world has been changing anyway. I mean, it's not even close to, I mean, to become a. In a way, it's cool because you don't
What's
have to
cool?
have. Well, I mean, if you have a band, right, or you're a
Then we
musician.
have band. We don't need your band
No, but I
anymore.
mean, before this, I mean, you could just put stuff online, right? You didn't have to have a giant record company and a record
Yeah,
label
all
and
those
things
people.
like
You didn't
that.
know those people either. You don't need anybody for anything.
Okay. Well, hey, oh, Doug says his song is jaw dropping. Can you play that song, Doug? Can you draw that up for us here?
Or are you AI?
Are you
Okay.
AI? He's going to try. Okay. And Jacob, Disney used to hand make each frame in the
Yes.
cartoon
Yes.
production, then camera computer printing, and now you have AI. So it is a continuum. Now, granted, it's an extreme continuum because this
Well, it's just
one,
starting. It's
yeah,
just
you don't,
starting.
you, yeah.
I mean, as those computers use every bit of electricity they can, they're advancing every second. While you sleep, they ain't sleeping.
Well, and here's the tragedy thing. This always depressed me. The number one, and I'm sure it still is, the number one, oh, here goes. Okay, go ahead and play it.
Yeah.
This is Doug's favorite AI song.
I've created a monster, 'cause nobody wants to see Marshall no more. They want Shady, I'm chopped liver. Well, if you want Shady, this is what I give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor. Some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shot at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating.
Wow, I mean that's
Keep it on. What are you talking about, Julie?
what
What
does
are
it
you
know?
doing here? We got 5 minutes of it. It's great. It's great.
I'm only kind of joking about what happens when AI takes over. Oh, I know it's going to say. Here's what's going to happen, though. The number one, at least it used to be, the number one use on the internet was pornography, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that there's this AI. You just know there is AI pornography explosion going on out there. So
Yeah.
maybe they'll quit writing songs and the AI people, the AI people, the AI
Well,
guy,
I'm
the
sure
AI
you could
bot.
get Siri, have so and so who it's gonna look like this, do this to so and so, and then eventually people will run out of
What I
perverted
mean,
things for AI to do. I mean,
yeah, but anyway, that's just interesting, and we'll see. I know in Hollywood, there's an AI actress. I predict it's not very far off before they have AI TV anchors where you get to create your own avatar, just like you do in a Fortnite game,
yeah.
something like that. So it's a strange new world we live
Exciting
in.
world. We're all set.
In the meantime, though, we still need workers for
We
things.
do? What?
Transitioning to your
For
not
what?
American workers. So Chuck was on a rampage this morning. Donald Trump did an interview with Laura Ingraham on, and they talked about H-1B visas. So Doug, if we could please, and I was kind of surprised too at what Trump said. Doug, if we could please play the Trump soundbite here.
Visa thing will not be a big priority for your administration because if you want to raise wages for American workers, you can't flood the country with tens of thousands or
Well,
hundreds of
I
thousands of
agree,
foreign
but you
workers.
also do have to bring in talent. When
Well,
a
we have plenty
country
of
comes,
talented
no,
people
you
here.
don't. No, you don't.
We don't have
You're
talented
being
people
no.
here.
You don't have certain talents, and people have to learn. You can't take people off an unemployment line and say, "I'm going to put you into a factory where we're going to make missiles," or "I'm going to
How
put
did
you
we ever
into."
do it before?
Well, let me
When you and
just.
I were
I'll give you
growing
an
up.
example. In Georgia, they raided because they wanted illegal immigrants out. They had people from South Korea that
Hi,
made
Doug.
batteries all their lives. Making batteries are very complicated. It's not an easy thing and very dangerous. A lot of explosions, a lot of problems. They had like 500 or 600 people, early stages, to make batteries and to teach people how to do it. Well, they wanted them to get out of the country. You're going to need that, Laura. I mean, I know you and I disagree on this. You can't just say country's coming in, going to invest $10 billion to build a plant and going to take people off an unemployment line who haven't worked in 5 years, and they're going to start making missiles. It doesn't work that way.
Now, I would say Laura is like a Ron DeSantis bot, right? She's kind of an establishment bot, but that was kind
She wasn't there at all. I mean, and we don't have it because I just recently saw it, but from 2016, they have Donald Trump saying, no, this H-1B visa is really denying all the people the work. And the one in Georgia was disgraceful. They exploited the workers. They put them in shit housing. And so the idea is to come off an unemployment line and what? That's it? What's the whole, what's America first? I mean, who cares they, quote unquote, invest in America and have a plant in America if, in fact, all the people in the plant and everywhere else are South Korean, and they send all their wages back to South Korea? Just get the plant in South Korea.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need to have it here. And all of a sudden, no, you can't learn how to do a work in a battery factory. Oh, okay. And if you come off an unemployment line, well, you know, that's
we'll have AI do it anyway.
I mean, you're right.
I mean, Laura had a good point. It's like, well, wait a minute. That's, you know, like when they say even with the housing industry, oh, if we don't have illegal immigrants, it's like, well, wait a minute. We built houses before and we did do that. I mean, if Donald Trump, I think what he should have just said there is like, okay, look, we wanted this plant. It's going to have long-term great economic repercussions for the country. Right. Let me just finish. And I mean, I'm just saying, I agree with you. I don't like how he answered that. He should have said, this is the best deal
we
could get.
He did. He's been sold a bill of goods, and you can sell Trump bill of goods. Fauci did. Fauci sold him nice. And Dr. Bricks, they sold him a bill of goods. You can sell Donald Trump. But that is, you know, that is Korea, South Korea first.
Right.
Of what benefit is it technically to have a plant here if everybody and everything associated is in South Korea?
Right.
I mean, why not have South Korea take over the United States?
Right.
And the same thing is for, you know, Rev is in ninth grade. So, you know, we're starting to look at colleges and so forth. Well, you know, if you want to go into a STEM field or something that actually has jobs, you know, if you want to be a gender studies one, you don't have to worry about it, but you have to. There are hundreds of thousands of Chinese and Indian visa, H-1B visa, that flood these universities. And Trump said before, well, we got to keep them open. Oh, okay, well, why don't we just have them start their own university in India? I mean, what is this America first? What, for capitalists? Yeah, for those with capital, you know, the unemployed, we're never getting them off anything.
I wonder what role, if any, this sounds like the kind of thing the U.S. Chamber of Commerce would get involved in.
Well, they would very much.
The Koch brothers
and Elon Musk. And our last hope is Donald Trump, and he sold us out. I mean, you know, Israeli first, South Korea first, China first. I mean, what's the America first about if we condemn people to endless unemployment lines? Because the unemployment line, once you go on the employment line, we never have you off the employment, because you just don't have enough talent, quote unquote talent, to learn how to do a factory.
Listening has information, because I know, Jacob, sometimes you're real up on this kind of stuff. Feel free to weigh in over here and I'll read it. But I agree with, I mean, the number one thing should be to create American jobs. And
well, that's what America first means, I think, technically. What does America first mean? I mean,
okay, here I go. Here
we
go.
Ready?
About a couple months ago, the United States bought 10% or 15% of AMD, and everybody was up in arms. How can you nationalize something? I think that's what he's doing here with these other companies. Yeah, they're going to come in and invest, but they're going to buy, but the United States is going to buy 15% of the company, and 15% of the profits are going to go back to the Treasury. It doesn't matter who's working on it. If the workers want to send their stuff back, to their money back to their home countries, fine. We're doing that anyway. I go to King Soopers. That line is full at Western Union of people sending their money back. You're never going to stop that.
That's a real problem.
Wait, so you're saying,
well, if it's a real problem, then you got to start taxing that money going back. Sometimes I just don't know. I say to myself, okay, Donald Trump sounds stupid with this and that. And then it usually ends up, you know, it wasn't a bad idea. This whole thing with Argentina, you know, where did we get off giving them $20 billion? Well, it turned out that it stabilized the economy to the point that the other countries are going to come back, like Colombia and El Salvador. I don't know if it was El Salvador. There were three countries, whatever. They're going to go and they're going to vote in conservative people now because they saw what we did with Argentina. Sometimes you just got to invest, and sometimes the investment means you got to let the other side win a little bit. But in the end, we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
we'll see. It's the American worker. It'll be the oppressed and the oppressor. The oppressed.
No, this is one factory. I don't think.
Okay. It's an example of a factory.
Okay.
Donald Trump is. That's what you'll get.
All right. So let me give you
thousands of jobs.
Right.
Presently, if you graduate today from the top schools with the top degrees, you can't get a job because it's all being undercut by H-1B visas for China and India.
And you know who's doing that?
Mamdani
is doing that because he's telling all these people that are highly educated in New York, you're going to have to move over because the immigrants are going to come in and take your jobs.
Yes.
But I'll give you a better example. Who was the Spangler that won the governorship in New Jersey? She's starting to warm to Trump. And what happened was after she won the election, so somebody asked her a question. If as many people are going to leave New York that are wealthy, okay, they all fly their airplanes, right? They fly them in and out of Teterboro. Well, if they're all going to move to Florida or Texas or whatever, how much revenue is Teterboro going to lose? And how are you going to replace that?
Huh.
And then all this, she just stood there.
Yeah.
All right. You don't want to lose you don't want to lose the base, the financial base.
Right.
He has no idea what she stepped into now.
And I saw Mamdani now says that he'll talk to Trump or he'll take a call. So we'll see. All right, Jacob, thank you for that.
Bye.
Thank you for that. And we'll see. I agree with you. I agree with you. Well, I don't think Donald Trump is saying I'm gonna eliminate all American jobs for Americans.
He's going to.
All right, whatever. Okay, let's move on then.
It's not whatever. I mean,
that's not true. Donald Trump is not going to eliminate every American.
There's not going to be any right now. And that's the problem. That's in part why Mamdani won. There are all these people who did everything you're supposed to do. They went to the best schools, they studied the hardest ones, and they get out and they kind of go, no. Or they're hiring at wages.
Worthless degrees, and they want
to make. No, these are the top degrees in the United States, Julie, not the world. I promise you that people in India do not do gender studies. They take the toughest courses you can take.
Okay, well, we'll see at this time next year, if all American jobs are eliminated. At least we won't have the Chuck and Julie show.
We won't have AI.
Yeah, really. Another thing, too. So the shutdown, the shutdown is basically over, right? And so cue the Epstein.
Epstein.
The Hill, ABC headlines all Epstein.
Epstein.
It's fake news. It's like, and they are careful how they word it now because they don't want to get sued by Trump. They all say Democrats release documents that mention Trump, right? They do mention Trump. It's like before, I think because Trump keeps suing them. But is that, there's nothing to write about the shutdown. And they're doing their typical Democrat thing where they just now move on. Hunter Biden laptop is indeed true. It's like they don't ever correct it. They don't ever address it. They just move on to the next thing. So the shutdown, okay, that's old news now. We're not talking about that anymore. Democrats saying we lost.
Yep.
And so now we're going to talk about the Epstein files. And Trump is mentioned. Never mind Bill Clinton's mentioned. Never mind all the other people. And he's mentioned. And it's a lie. They have it out so that Virginia... the woman who was the main victim. Yeah, I never had to say her name. So they're saying they're reading an email that from Epstein that implies that Trump spent time with her at Epstein's house. Well, let me finish. She specifically denied that in an unrelated, well, it had nothing to do with Trump, the lawsuit she had filed against Ghislaine Maxwell. And in the deposition and in the court filings there, she was asked about Trump and she said no. She said
about last time.
She's like Trump. Well, she's dead now, but Trump was.
Doesn't matter.
Trump was never in Epstein's house that she ever saw. Trump never flirted with her. Trump never did anything inappropriate.
Never said hello.
And then they say Trump. Epstein says Trump knows about the girls. Well, I think what that means is that Trump kicked Epstein. He did know about the girls, not that he was part of it. That's why he kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
Right.
Right. So he did
because he had to recruiting girls from the spa,
right?
He went to.
It wasn't that he knew about the prostitution stuff or any whatever allegations were going on around there. He knew about that Epstein was a creep, which is why he kicked him out. So, but it's funny. It's, you know, the sad thing is, and you can see, they should. This is my opinion. They should just. If they're going to keep fighting about it, and the Democrats are going to continue to make it an issue. Every time something doesn't go well for them, they're going to raise this all up again, right? And, you know, they're going to vote on releasing it or not.
I'm all for releasing it.
I think, though, here's why you can see Trump's point, is they've doctored it. It's going to be who's going to release it, right? And who knows it's going to be released. Is it going to be the Democrats releasing it over and over? But again, I just think that's funny. It's like the shutdown is over.
Epstein is back.
Let's talk about Epstein.
Well, all we ever have now are just how do you take down anybody? Girls. Let's bring the girls in. You know, yeah. Supreme Court nominee. Girls. When I was 15, you assaulted me.
Oh, here, this is a Jacob. But yet new Dems Trump Epstein narrative crushed after evidence reveals key redaction. Yeah, what they did is so they release. These emails, but they redact who the person was, even though it's public everywhere else, right?
They just
it's just Virginia who denies it, right? When she's asked about it, it's not like somebody was making the allegation. She was just flat out being asked, did you ever see Trump there? Did you ever see that? She's like, no, nothing inappropriate there.
All right, now waiting for your Wednesday deal.
Wednesday.
Long wait. It's been for weeks we've been waiting for this.
So the, you know, shutdown is over and Congress, everybody's back in Washington.
Yay.
Diligently not. This is from the Babylon Bee on what's really going on. So, Doug, if you could please play the Congress video.
Breaking 41-day stalemate in the U.S. Senate, lawmakers have finally gathered the votes to move forward with a continuing resolution. Congress is now making preparations to switch over from doing nothing because of the shutdown to their usual job of doing nothing simply because they're Congress. I don't know what the American people are really expecting, said Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. We're still not going to do anything. That's why I voted no. At least that way, the people would blame the shutdown and not us directly. Also, let me make it clear that the shutdown was always the Republicans' fault, even though the only people who changed their votes to pass the resolution were Democrats. But if we say it was the Republicans' fault, half of the country will believe it. That's just the way things work. I don't make the rules. Not all members of Congress are equally excited for the government reopening. Security footage captured a weeping Rand Paul in a Capitol stairway muttering something about fiscal responsibility. Meanwhile, House Representative Thomas Massie was seen resetting the novelty timer he began wearing on a chain around his neck at the start of the shutdown, representing days free of irresponsible workplace spending. When Senator Elizabeth Warren was asked how the government reopening would change her day-to-day activities, she replied simply, "How? How?" In other news, is Jackie Chan dead? Certainly not, as he is currently operating camera 3 right in front of me.
Well, there you go.
That's all right, Julie, thank you.
That's Congress is back to doing right, nothing just because right, they're Congress.
That's a good one.
Hey, thank you to Ray Garcia. Thank you to Jacob for the explanation. Doug and everybody at BBS and everybody on Zoom, have a great weekend. We'll see you all on Monday.
Take care.